This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this wonderful Tuesday. I had to look down to see what day it is. It's Tuesday. Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack. Producer Maddie's in his spot. Jim Colony, he'll be around in just a little while. Be sure to check out our video link. People love it. All right. We got a lot of people on yesterday. Check it out at 937thefan.com. Watch live right at the top there. And YouTube, as always, go to YouTube and type in 937thefan. You can hit subscribe and then get notifications. And then that way, you don't have to do that rigmarole every time. Just do it once, and then we deliver it to you. Good morning, Chris. How is everything?
It's good. How you doing?
I am great. There was a fake video that duped people, okay? And it's a good jumping off point. So there was a construction company, for a road construction company. Think like PJ Dick or something like that, right? I think they're like a road construction company. I don't know. But think of one of those companies around here that you see out on the road that does road construction, that constructs big highway projects, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so it was in Kentucky, and they put out, they had cars that were like a controlled track. They knew what they were doing.
Okay.
So they just recently constructed a roundabout, and they put a video up, and they put a drone in the air, and they showed people how not to go through the roundabout. So they had like a couple trucks, obviously work trucks that they had, people's private vehicles, and they had it all blocked off before the road opened up.
Okay.
Then people took that and manipulated it, not the cars. They just took the regular footage from it and said, this is a scene of people trying to use the thing. And really, it was an educational video on how not
to use. So they turned it around and tried to make it seem like nobody knows how to use a roundabout.
Right. Like the road just opened up and here's what people were doing.
Right.
Whenever the construction company had an overlay of video of audio saying, don't do this, you just drive. So that said, we've had semi-conversations like this before, but never a deep dive into this. If all of a sudden they just and say that they could it was like Far East construction style, right? And you could get in and build a road overnight.
Right.
Like you see those they'll do something that takes 11 weeks here in America in 4 hours.
They'll throw up a 150-story skyscraper in 2 months.
Yes. So say that overnight, in the course of a weekend, they just shut stuff down and there were roundabouts everywhere in Western Pennsylvania. Would it help? Would it hurt? How long would it take for us to get used to this? By Tuesday, would we all throw up our hands and say, screw this, go back to the old way, it's much better? What if roundabouts took over? Because there
chaos.
Are
chaos.
You think so?
Pure, unadulterated chaos.
All right, now, let me add to that before I let you continue. What if they had PSAs all over the news?
Right.
And it was delivered to your social media and everywhere.
This is how you handle it.
Here's exactly what you're supposed to do. Okay, now continue.
Still chaos.
All right.
Because it only takes like, it takes one really, but I'll be a little more liberal with it and say it takes 10% of the drivers going through a roundabout to not do the right thing, to just turn it into complete and utter chaos. They go in the left lane, but they have to get out the first exit on the roundabout, and they're slamming on the brakes and then cutting people off, going across traffic, or they know they've got to go all the way around and they get in the wrong. I've seen, there is one that they put up, it's like out towards 84, all right?
Okay.
And if you're headed, it's sort of a, it can be a shortcut if I'm headed out towards like Little Washington. Okay.
Right.
And it's, you don't expect to see a traffic circle in this place. And every single time I go through that traffic circle, if there's one other car in it, it feels like nobody's quite comfortable with the way it's
supposed
to work.
You're waiting on someone to do something squirrely.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, I love traffic circles, roundabouts, whatever you want to call them. And I think it would be good to turn some bigger intersections into that, but it would be chaos. Just too many cars, too many people that don't know
like,
what they're
doing. Like, what if the West End Circle became a roundabout? That's too busy?
There's too many people who go through there who, again, regardless of how hard you try to educate them, they just wouldn't get on board.
And they also need to shift too quickly. Like, there's one out of nowhere headed into by Mars.
Okay.
And it works great.
Yeah.
But it doesn't get, you have to check the right, it has to be the right volume of traffic.
It can be
a little, but not a lot.
That's what I was going to say.
It can't be too little.
You can't do it at 51 and 88, for example.
Right.
You know, there's no improving certain intersections. They're just chaos. Like, try to do a traffic circle at Baum and Center and Liberty and Aiken, where all of that comes together.
Right.
The little Aiken parklet there. It'd be bananas. It'd never work.
Because you have to get from the left, you have to exit from that left lane a little bit too much sometimes. You got to get over.
Well, you got to be efficient, right? You got to go in knowing exactly how you're going to move over when you got to move over, if you have to move over, right? That's what, nice little single lane roundabouts where like it's one lane in each, you know, what do they call it? Tributary, that's not the word.
Well, yeah,
but each little feeder
vein, yes.
Each little feeder into the roundabout has one lane. Okay, and everybody, and then you just kind of, you could stay on the outside if you want to and go around 16 times like Griswold in European Vacation. You got to be prepared. That's the key.
People are saying on the text line is that if we have people slow down before the tunnels, a roundabout would be absolute chaos.
It's a hell of a point.
That is a great point. I've often said this, too, about the tunnel, that people slow down for the tunnel. Okay? And if you really take the particulars and the infrastructure of the tunnel, it is in western Pennsylvania the only temperature-controlled, dry, well-lit piece of road that you can count on 365 days a year, 24/7, to be all those things, and people slow down as opposed to speed up.
Yeah.
It makes no sense.
No.
That it is the only place where you have all those environs controlled and people do the exact opposite of what you should be doing. You know there's going to be no ice. You know there's going to be no wetness. And you know it's going to be well lit. Why do you slow down?
I've never seen it happen either in whether you're going through, like, let's say you're going south down towards the beach and you're going through Virginia, right?
Okay.
And you've got to go through a couple tunnels down that way on the interstate. Or you're going east on the turnpike. And you got to go through a couple tunnels to get up through the mountains.
Tussie Mountain.
Yeah. People don't slam on the brakes going into those tunnels.
No, they go.
They just keep driving.
Keep going. Some of them even have little curves headed into them.
Right. And people just keep driving. I don't understand why locally our tunnels have turned. We think the tunnel monster is going to eat us up, and we tap on the brakes before reality snaps us back.
Back to the roundabout, though.
Yeah.
Is it, if you grow up with them, do you become accustomed to them? Is that something where you can't push them into a new society? You have to kind of have them from the beginning.
You have to have some experience with them. Like somebody texted in and mentioned the one on Corrigan Drive in South Park. Okay, I've driven Corrigan Drive in South Park since I was old enough to drive. So I'm familiar. And that's a perfect example of a small enough roundabout that there's no pressure, really. It's very hard to screw that one up.
Try them out at the county parks. That's a good, because it's low speed to begin with.
Yeah, you're only doing 25 miles an hour. You're taking it nice and easy. That's how I learned how a roundabout worked, was the one on Corrigan in South Park. And so when I get to a bigger one, it doesn't scare me that much.
Roundabouts are getting popular here in North Florida. I've seen 3 accidents since I've lived here in roundabouts, all involved elderly. You're not going to program 75-year-old Uncle Milt from Northside in his big Buick to drive a roundabout. Forget it. That's Coach Ed.
Good call,
I can understand Coach Ed, but what about, can you reprogram the 28-year-old driver? Man, I'm for it.
And just wait for everybody to age out?
Answer me this. You don't know the answer, but I'm going to ask you to answer it anyway.
I'll make it up if I don't know.
Is it proven to be more streamlined, and is there a quantification of the traffic like running better?
I haven't. I've
you know
seen
what I'm
headlines
saying? Or
in
they
the past.
Wouldn't do it, right?
I've seen headlines in the past like study touts a traffic circle or a roundabout or it's
Wendy Bell.
No, those are bike lanes.
Yes, okay.
And flooding. Remember, keep that straight. Thanks, Peduto. No, I've seen. I haven't read deep into the studies, but I've seen the headlines of those studies that are like, yeah, roundabouts more efficient than a standard intersection.
Because logic tells me that it wouldn't be something constructed if it didn't help. They're not
right.
going to do it to be the same or a hindrance. It would obviously be a help if there's that expenditure.
There's a good point here, though, in that, you know, I pointed out the one in Washington County, like out near 84. Somebody said there's another one within like a mile of it.
Uh-huh.
Coach Ed points the ones out in like northern Florida. If you practice getting society used to traffic circles and roundabouts in more rural areas with less traffic,
yeah,
that's how we acclimate people to it. And then you start to put them in bigger intersections in bigger cities. And then you start to really proliferate all over the place, and people can handle it more easily.
You don't jump into 98 miles an hour in fastballs.
Exactly.
You start to, you know, take just a little batting practice.
Uh-huh.
It is what it is. All right, I'm for them. I'm for it. Who do I need to talk to? What's this Gainey doing today? I need to talk to him? Or Rich Fitzgerald would actually be more apt to take care of this because it'd be a countywide
yeah.
kind of thing.
Well,
not
or
a city
somebody
thing.
From PennDOT.
Yep.
Cheryl Moon.
Cheryl Moon. Where is our Cheryl this morning? She always listens to the pre-show. She loves
morning,
listening.
Morning, Cheryl.
Cheryl Moon Sirianni, that is.
Can we get more roundabouts in the area, Cheryl?
How
do we do
that? I will trade
that?
You, Cheryl, roundabouts for a porch tour stop at your house.
Well, how many roundabouts and where?
Well, North Hills for me. Some of them around here, Green Tree maybe. I'll go three or four.
I'd appreciate – see, again, it can't be too much traffic. It's got to be a limited – like, you tell me you're going to put one in near the Cloverleaf in Pleasant Hills where Lebanon Church and 51 intersect. We've already got the Cloverleaf. We don't need the traffic circle.
You know where need one, Matt? May West Bend, like by Hunts's. It's a mess there.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Gets backed up there.
It does.
Give me a roundabout there so I can just keep moving. Cheryl Moon, though, she's shown up at one of our porch mm-hmm. tours in the past, and she is the person in charge of PennDOT, and she does a great job.
We need to find a good...
Yeah, where is a good spot? Is there anywhere right up here in Green Tree?
That's what I'm trying to think of. You know where you could pull it off that's actually a somewhat busy intersection? If you go all the way down Green Tree Road to Cochran?
Into Mount Lebanon right
yeah, yeah.
there? Where, like,
right where
that
Giant Eagle
centers?
Is? Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
In that Starbucks?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
You could pull it off there. It might get a little hairy because you got multiple shopping centers there, but that's good practice. That's good heavy
that.
Traffic practice.
I don't mind. What about... I got one. Or is it too? And
what do you
it's
got?
Probably too much. I was thinking the foot of the Smithfield Street Bridge right there where it comes in.
By Station Square?
Yeah. Is that's too much.
That's,
too much
yeah,
going
no,
off
no,
of there.
With the tea and everything. Yeah.
What about Duncan Manor? Is that what it's called? Like by Belisario's and that?
That is, you know what?
That's the perfect. Yep.
That's right by the driver's license center.
Yes.
By the cemetery there.
Yes.
Yes, by Belisario's.
That's five different directions
that is it.
Coming in.
You have found it. You have found the place. That is and that's always like, because you know where you need for one of those roundabouts? Somewhere where you envision, where it happens all the time, where you stop and you look to the right and the next guy's looking to the right and the next guy's looking to the right. Everybody's always stopped saying who's going to go next.
Right.
That's one of the that's where you need it. That Duncan Manor is perfect. Kate and Gibsonia texted the same intersection. Where do you stop, Chris, normally, where you're going, okay, the guy to the right, guy to the right,
right
you're waving through. Oh, you know where? What about right at the bottom where you turn in to go to TJ High School off of 51, where there's that bar, where you turn down that road to go to TJ High School?
Old Clareton Road?
Yes.
Yeah, like right there by the Bill Green Shopping Center?
Go up a little bit, though.
Okay.
Isn't there
There's
like a municipal building or there's a stop sign up there.
There's
like
a stop sign right by...
a little bit up.
Yeah. That might be... It's a little too tight for a traffic circle
there. And then what about
there?
By that VFW where they have that tank parked?
That is... I hate that intersection,
you know what I'm
way.
Talking about?
There's
an army tank.
I drive
there.
It twice every single morning. The corner of Old Clareton and Gilhall Road. That's actually not a bad idea. But you would... old. That's actually a really good idea.
You know where I'm talking about? There's army tank.
Oh yeah, it's a is it a tank now or is it a helicopter?
It's something.
Yeah, it's a helicopter. I think. I haven't been to the
VFW.
I haven't been there. Yeah. It's a Legion. Yeah, I haven't been there in a long time. But yeah, the intersection of Old Clareton and Gill Hall is a great call.
Because don't people all stop there?
Well, there's a stop sign there now. And so you're sitting there waiting, people coming down the hill from like up towards the high school.
Yeah.
And then you've got people coming from Pleasant Hills, right? And they're coming up over a little hill by the Shop and Save there. And you're just sitting there waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. And
we turn it into
a traffic circle.
All right.
Would flow more smooth.
We figured it out. Cheryl, we've done your job. All right.
Duncan Manor, bring it.
Duncan Manor.
Everybody's going to text in with an intersection.
That's
now
fine.
That they have.
412-928-9370.
We'll forward the list over to Cheryl.
We will. We'll get her. Like she's not working. Like she's
yeah,
not
she's got nothing
work.
Else going on.
Jeff Hathorn, 7. Brad Spielberger, 8. Shelby, This Hits Different, coming up at 845. Lots going on. Good morning.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.